In our continuing coverage of deals that may not be deals and may never be deals, we're going to talk first about the debt limit talks in Washington. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, still no deal, right?
Still no deal. They're getting close, and Speaker Boehner and the President are working hard on $3 trillion.
They've been saying exactly what you just said. They're getting close, and they're working hard. Haven't we been hearing that for over a month?
Perhaps, but it's still true.
Okay, so...
because there's only 11 days left, so they're getting close to a deal.
Stick with your guns, Todd.
They've been talking day in and day out for all that time. Celeste, you're right. It is a little bit maddening. John Boehner and Barack Obama have been speaking personally, closely, nearly every day. And their staffs, I'm told, are speaking not quite around the clock because people have to sleep a little bit, but pretty close to it at this point.
Okay. Well, you say they're getting close. Here's what Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, says.
There is no deal. We are not close to a deal. We are obviously the president is in discussions with all the leaders of Congress, as well as other members, and exploring the possibility of getting the biggest deal possible.
Okay, so he says they're not close to a deal.
Because the deal they got close to yesterday enraged Democrats so much that the White House had to react quickly and try to back them off of it. Here was what reports that came out of the White House said yesterday. The Speaker and the President working on a deal that's worth $3 trillion in spending cuts now. And we had heard that before, something along the lines of $4 trillion. And then $1 trillion in revenue raisers later. But here was the kicker that got Democrats crazy yesterday. That $1 trillion in revenue would come at some unspecified time later if and when Congress did broad-based tax reform, which is something Republicans want. But there was no guarantee that that would ever happen. And some linkage between those things, some guarantee that that $1 trillion in revenue raisers, which is a condition for so many Democrats, especially if you're going to mess around with Social Security and Medicare, we're no longer in there. And that's what drove Democrats crazy. White House Budget Director Jack Lew came up on the Hill to meet with enraged Senate Democrats yesterday, got an earful from them to the extent that Harry Reid came out and talked to the press and said, no, I don't think the White House is going to do this. At least I hope they don't. I'm confident they won't. And so that's why you heard Jay Carney very quickly saying, no, there's no deal. And on the other side, the Speaker had to run onto Rush Limbaugh yesterday to say the exact same thing because the right was enraged because they don't think $4 trillion is enough of a debt limit deal right now. So both sides.
Doesn't this seem like an odd thing, Todd, since everyone, I mean, the Republicans to a certain extent already played their hand. They said, we want to raise the debt ceiling. Nobody has any intention of not doing so.
Well, they're fantastic negotiators, but the Speaker has also laid down a marker that he's going to need to meet to get enough Republican votes to pass this, and that is spending whatever amount we raise the debt limit, in this case $2 trillion or $2.3 trillion, to get us through the election, has to have equal amount of offsetting spending cuts. That is Speaker Boehner's condition. The President's condition is that this gets us through the election, no $1 trillion or $800 billion short-term thing so that we have to do this again before the election. So meeting those conditions as the minimum is really, really tough. Going beyond that is even tougher. The last thing I just want to tell you, the Senate will vote today, Celeste, on Republicans' cut, cap, and balance plan. It will fail in the Senate. That was supposed to be voted on tomorrow. Harry Reid has moved it up. He calls it the worst piece of legislation in the history of the world.
Yeah, we've
or
heard
something
that before,
like that.
Too. Todd Zwillick.
Yeah, coming up today.
Stay with us, Todd Zwillick. Also with us, Nando DeFino, who's going to talk about a deal that's not yet a deal. Wall Street Journal sports writer. Nando, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. Hello, John. Hello, Todd.
All right. So the NFL owners all voted on a deal last night. They haven't gotten a vote from the players. The vote from the players is expected today. Now, are the players expected to just pass this relatively easily?
No, not at all, actually. It was this is kind of take everything Todd just said and change a couple names around, and it's basically the same thing. The players got kind of enraged because some of the stuff in the deal did not suit them at all. It's kind of like if you and John voted that I would be coming on and talking about this, and then you'd slip in some women's fashion questions. And then I said, well, hold on a second, now that we didn't talk about that part.
So what do you think, shoulder pads this year, Nando?
No, never shoulder pads. What do you think this is, the 80s? All right. Interestingly enough, we had a vote where 32 of the teams voted in this deal, and actually Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders abstained. Why?
He said he didn't like the deal. Apparently, they did not. There's something in there that they didn't like, and he's being praised universally by all of his players, saying that he kind of stood up to this. And he's, that's Al Davis. This is what he does. It's the greatest thing ever. So, You know, I guess at the point when it's going to be 31-0, you can kind of do that anyway and get a little love from your players who are upset with the deal.
All right, but are the profound philosophical differences that Al Davis was talking about the same differences that the players are expected to have problems with on this deal?
I'm going to guess
what are
maybe.
They?
Well, the thing is, like, the owners, the proposal they voted on allegedly has stuff like they're going to give them health insurance for life. They're knocking down the practices. They're more concerned with safety. They're going to give more benefits to the retired players. And they're going to cut down the rookie wage scale, because the first and second and third draft picks, their salaries were going out of control. Some of the things the players have issue with, they were actually kind of vague about it. They weren't saying. They just said, you know, the owners ratified this proposal and voted that, you know, we can vote on it now. But it's just one of those things where they haven't really said much about what they don't like. They just said they don't like it.
All right. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty with both of you. Both Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer, and our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. What's it going to be?
Deal or no deal?
All right. So let me go with you first, Todd. Do you think the Congress will reach a deal before the NFL?
Before the NFL. Look, this deal over here has a ticking MacGyver time bomb attached to it. So there is going to be a deal. I'm going to go with Congress first.
Congress first.
All right, Congress first. And what do you think, Nando? NFL or Congress?
I'm going to say the NFL. It seems like it's just a game. So that, I think Nando, they'll get it done. John, I'm sorry there's no Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, and I'm really having a rough time with that. But I do want to know, Nando, what do you prefer, buttons or zippers?
Oh, no, we're not talking about
taffeta.
Don't you remember that was
silk.
A deal breaker for Nando DeFino? Well, no, we're not going to ask you about women's fashion, Nando. Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer, and Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
Yourself, Nando.
Each of them thinks their own group is going to be the first to reach a deal. We're going to find out. Please, God, let us find out that one of them reaches a deal sometime over the weekend. Thanks to both of you.
Sure thing.
Anytime.
Another thing that we want to ask you about, first of all, what do you think? Is the NFL reaching a deal first, or will Congress reach a deal first? Both of them think they could reach it over the weekend, but I'm skeptical about both of us. Give us a call at 877.
You're going to be praying to God for that?
You're
a Buddhist.
I am a Buddhist.
Yeah, so, I mean, that doesn't even count.
But as a Buddhist, I can do whatever I want.
I suppose.
Does God listen to Buddhists? Probably. Right. That's unlikely.
Jeez, they need some Buddhists in Washington, Todd.